on the GFA as a matter of urgency to stop the processes in appointing the next Matramakwe coach, because this GFA itself has proven time and again, say, Omoya Matramakwe GFA.
All right, you're welcome back. And Sidiq, tell me, this will be the first time that there has been such a demonstration against about how the football is deteriorating in the country?
Yeah, as far as I know.
First?
On this scale, yes. Mm,
on this scale. Yeah. Okay, that is instructive. So, welcome back. This is News Friday. It's your most authoritative news analysis platform. And a lover of sports, those of you who love sports so much, particularly soccer, forgive us. We had intended to do a whole hour discussion. But of course, everybody is concerned about what is happening to Ghana soccer or football. So my guest here to assist us is Sadiq Adams, sports journalist and head of sports at ABN and convener of the hashtag Save Ghana Football Demonstration. Head Communications Directorate of the Ghana Football Association is Henry Asante. Joining us by Zoom will be Yao Ampafu-Ankrah, sports journalist and co-creator Black Stars Diary 2006. I remember that just like today. Right. So the concerns that you raised in the demonstration, they resonate so much with the people of Ghana. But there are those who ask the question, this will not be the first time we are spending so much and, you know, as it were, hoping to have gotten so little. We budgeted for 8.5 million for the tournament. Then the minister says 5.7 million was released by the Ministry of Finance, but they spent 3.7 million, mostly on per diems, flights, medicals, equipment, logistics, and hospitality. They have a balance of 2 million that has been returned. What's your major concern?
There has got to be a time where all this stops. The investment in football has been wrong from the onset. You cannot spend such an amount of money in three games or four, five games, including friendly matches at the African Cup of Nations, especially when there are some part of the cost largely catered for by the organizing body, which is CAF or FIFA. So in reference to the World Cup and the AFCON, you only take care of a very few items and extras that you would want to add up. So if CAF takes charge of 40 contingent of your team, and you want to add 10, you take charge of that 10. So how do we come up with such figures? And my concern has been, over the years, the sports ministers only come to parliament, and it is very difficult to get hold of the details. And the devil is always in the details.
That's
we
right.
never get to know who got this. How did we arrive at this figure? Because a blanket $3 million spending will not suffice without getting into the details.
That's clearly unacceptable. We should get the details.
And that is what Parliament has allowed to fester, $4 million. And we saved. You don't save. If you attend the tournament that you budget for $5 million and you come back from the group stages, exit at the group stage and say you saved, you have not saved. You did not get to that point.
Absolutely.
It is not a saving. It is actually a money that you need to return. So this has become the concept that spend $4 million, we spend $5 million. We need to know the breakdown of who got what. Did they deserve? How did we arrive at this? But I think that before we can even interrogate properly this spending of $3 million, which I think it is overblown, we need to get the details of what went into it.
You were comparing this figure. I've followed interviews and other reports, media reports attributed to you, where you were comparing this figure to the total budgets of other countries.
Of course.
Why do you do that? Is it fair?
Very fair, in a sense, because we cannot, as an association or as a country, attend a particular tournament where the fair balance has been created by the organizing body. A fair balance in the sense that you get paid equally. You get hotel, accommodation, flight equally. So that is fair to say if this has been catered for, then you need to be reasonable in spending. The reasonability in spending also arises from knowing your condition as a country. Morocco may decide to spend $10 million on this AFCON. They have practically resolved majority of their fundamental challenges and have moved beyond playing football as a social function or event to being a business entity. You have not gotten there. You don't even have pitches to play with. The first law of the game is pitches. You don't even have them. So you cannot go to a tournament and decide to spend beyond what is reasonable in the sense. Mm. And the reasonability is objective.
And as we are showing, in 2012, we spent, was it spend or budget, really?
This,
we budgeted.
Spend it, yeah.
Okay, 5.5 million. The prize money was 1.5 million. 2013, 5.8 million. The prize money was 1.5. It hadn't changed. 2015, we did 4.7 million. The prize money was 1.5 still. 2017, oh, we did well. 3.4 million. And the prize money was 4 million. That was a lot more. In 2019, 6.3 million is what we budgeted. And the prize money was 4.5. Then 2021, it was 5 million. And the prize money was also 5 million. Now here we are, 2023, 8.5 million. And the prize money is 7 million. And we didn't go anywhere. Now, tell me this. In your demonstration, supported by very many well-meaning people, including those who didn't come there.
Yeah.
Tell us the two or three most important things you say must happen to change our fortunes quickly.
Well, there are issues of conflict of interests that we believe has characterized the structure of the Ghana Football Association and even the Ministry of Youth and Sports, which, if we do not curtail, will never allow the progress of our association of football.
Number two.
Number two is about infrastructure development, investing properly. So government should not just wake up one day and say, we have approved 8.5. They should be interested in investing in the right areas, grassroots football, school sports, infrastructure where we can plan.
That has been an ongoing project, except it's not sufficient for you. Is that a point?
Where?
No, from what I know, you know well, better. But the stadia we have, and then the, now the AstroTurf projects that are going on.
You talk about that and you go back just 2 months ago, the national soccer team struggled to find a pitch, a training base to camp the team for the AFCON to prepare. It tells you the level how we've sunk. If you do not get a proper training facility in the whole of Ghana, and you need to hire a private facility for the national team, you cannot boast of infrastructure.
That's significant commentary.
Yeah.
Henry, sometimes it's difficult to take feedback, but I hope you guys at the GFA are taking this in your stride, that feedback is good.
Well, it's, thank you very much. It's very important to take feedback. You cannot say that you are working in isolation, especially when the media is a key, you know, or a major stakeholder in the development of football. So none of us at the FA is against the decision of Sadiq and my colleagues to hit the streets to demonstrate, to also put out a few issues they feel are not helping in the development of football. We have taken it in good stride. Yesterday, the president of the FA instructed the General Secretary to respond to the petition officially and also put measures in place or make arrangements for a formal meeting with the conveners
That's great. You like that, don't you? That they will respond and there will be a formal meeting.
That's the best practice, of course.
Yes, that's what the president instructed the General Secretary to do. But, I mean, just by way of highlighting the processes in arriving at budgets mm-hmm. and what happens at competitions. I can say on authority that, yes, the team camped in Ghana. We camped in Cape Coast, in Kumasi for a period of 10 days. Part of the budget that was sent to the ministry was the camping base of the team before a decision was made for the team to camp in Kumasi. So, I mean, that's a major issue that needs to be pointed out. So the FA prepares the budget, the processes. The FA prepares the budget, and the budget is taken to the ministry. Once the ministry receives a budget, if there is any area in the budget that needs further explanation, they call on the FA to come and explain. And that is where our main role ends. It ends there. We don't know how much is approved for the tournament. We arrive at the competition, and the ministry sends a purse holder to come and dispense money to players and officials. And when we come back, we are not told how much was expended.
But you contribute to the making of the budget.
No, we put the figures together.
Great.
Based on the structure.
So what do you say about the fact that there are countries whose budget was just 2 million? And you said Nigeria was how much?
Well, the budget approved was $1.3 million for the tournament, start of the tournament.
Nigeria?
Of course, it's public.
The whole close to over 2 million population or so.
I have spoken to
200 million.
Spoken to officials of the NFF who also tell me that their budget for the AFCON was $7 million.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So these are figures that will always, you know, be subjective in terms of what is put out in public and what also.
But Samson, is it possible for a country like Zambia to present a budget that is approved in parliament of 2.1 and the association will overblow it to their colleague communication directors? Something that has been approved by parliament and published by parliament cannot be a thing of a factual inaccuracy.
No, I didn't speak about Zambia anyway.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I only spoke about Nigeria.
You've heard commentators who say everything that is happening with Ghana football, we should hold the technical people responsible and not the players. Somebody like Mahama Yar'Adua, you've heard him.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you say about that? And what are you doing? Because things are just not working.
I'm sure when we were going into this tournament, we were very much upbeat about our chances. We gave the team
knowing what your precedent had been, you were upbeat.
Of course. I mean, you cannot say your yesterday was in good, so when you are well prepared for tomorrow.
But you can't carry false hope.
But we knew we had put in place a good technical team. We knew the players who were selected by the coaches were good enough. We had actually compared our side to other countries and knew we still had a very good chance to progress in the tournament. There was nobody, even the players, none of them believed we would exit at the group stage.
Mm.
Because from the preparation to the arrival in Cote d'Ivoire to our first match, we didn't go well. They still believed it is possible. And when you cast your mind back to the game we played against Egypt, and then you move on to the game we actually threw away two goals to draw with Mozambique, then certain factors in the course of the tournament affected our performance, which in a way did not help us in progressing to the next round.
Just a minute there. Yao, thank you very much for making time to speak to us. Yao Mpofu-Ankrah. Please unmute your mic.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Great, I can hear you. Always good to hear your voice on the subject that you are so consummate about. Now, we have very limited time. If you had to go for the jugular, would you say you are happy with what we appear to be doing to turn things around after the AFCON fiasco?
Thank you, Samson, and greetings to Sadiq and Henry. I don't think we've done anything yet. I think what we're seeing now with the demonstrations is just an outlet for people to show their displeasure and to express their anger, their frustrations, which I think is actually healthy. It's actually good. I'm quite taken aback when people are opposed to football fans showing their feelings, because these are the same people who show their feelings to support our national teams, to pray for our national teams, to travel all around the world. So if they're not happy, let us allow them to vent. And I think for the media, we have a responsibility to let Ghanaians know what is going on and let Ghanaians, you know, believe that we're there for them, to fight for them, and also not serve our interests. I think if you look at the GFA in the most recent times, the communications department, media, Ibrahim Sani, Randy Abe, the current president is a media person, Kurt Okrekwu, the team manager now is a media person, Aminu Shadow. It tells you that the media has a bigger responsibility to play than ever before. So people are relying on us to tell them the truth, to do the right thing, and to put pressure where pressure must be applied so that things change. So for me, I think we need to do even more. Maybe not just demonstrate, but, you know, as we went to Parliament, I wasn't part of the demonstration as a convener, but I supported the demonstration in the fact that people must be allowed to express themselves. Let us not assume that because, you know, people are silent, all is well. And now that we've seen how there's anger in the streets, there's bitterness, there's a lot of displeasure, the FA would address this issue and not try to dismiss it as a minority of few people who have nothing better to do.
Sadiq says we must halt this now. How can that be done? Do you see any signs that we are ready to do this and to not embarrass ourselves internationally like this again?
Well, halting. I mean, Kurt Okrekwu was there as the president of the FA. He was duly elected and unopposed about 4 months ago. He had 97% of the votes, you know. I think there was one abstention and one against. So very, very popular,
leader.
Leader by the football people, the people who put them there. So if the people who put him there are happy...
Did I lose you? All right. Just some 30 seconds each. And please forgive us really about the time. But Nathaniel Ato and his team, I really wanted to hear Fantio here. I've listened to you guys. Eh? Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, I think from where Henry explains the processes that the budget goes through, we are finding the root cause of the overblown budgets and how we arrive at these figures. We have a law that governs sports in Ghana, which is the Sports Act, 2016 Act 934, that says the GFA and all sporting federations must submit their budget to the National Sports Authority and not the Ministry of Youth and Sports. This has been included and provided for in the Commission of Inquiry results. Why do we still send the budget? Only the Football Association prepares their budget and send to the ministry instead of the National Sports Authority, where it is supposed to be probed. We need to stop the breach of the law. No sports minister should be taking the budget of the FA, going behind the NSA, which is the body mandated to accept or receive submission of budgetary report.
But you are seeking that there should be some sort of a probing into this.
There should be a probing because we need to see the actual details of the Qatar 2022 World Cup.
I think that's fair.
And the 2023 AFCON and how management committee members were paid $100,000 each for spending 12 days with the team when your National League winner gets only $30,000. It doesn't help grow the game. The FA themselves know that this practice is what has been helping decline further. Individuals are becoming richer in football and the clubs, the youth development, the national team. When Henry says that they were very upbeat going into the tournament, that is a manufacture of a theory to defeat science because the graph is very patent. You see the decline over the years. So there was no surprises in either of those.
Yeah, Henry, Ghanaians are very, very disappointed. Just too disappointed.
I am one of them. Yeah, I can't sit here and say all is well. You need to be honest enough. You need to be truthful. You should see the mood of the players when we exited the competition. I was with them. I spent days with them came to Ghana with them. Some of them needed to be spoken to, you know, in the dressing room. I personally had to bring some of them up, you know, after we exited a competition.
I listened to Dede and his apology.
Yeah.
You could tell that his spirit was so down.
Yeah.
And yet we were so uncharitable to them, right?
Yeah, after the tournament. I mean, but it's normal. It is what it is. We've always called on Ghanaians to support the team. My only disappointment is the personal attacks on some of them. But once we always call on the people of Ghana to support the team, when things don't go well, you expect the people of Ghana to speak. And it's as simple as ABC.
Okay. We've run out of time, like I said. Yeah, but you can give us some 30 seconds. Bullets, what should happen immediately?
Oh, Samson, I think. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, please.
We need to unite. You see, regardless of what happens, regardless of my position, Henry's position, anybody else's position, we cannot go in a different direction as far as bringing Ghana football back. So we need to sit together and agree that this is the path we must take. There needs to be reconciliation. There needs to be concession. There needs to be concessions on the part of the GFA so that we can have a conversation that is devoid of factions. You're on this side, you're against us. If we do that, we can never come to consensus to agree. But for me, the most important thing is for the FA to admit that something is wrong.
All right.
We agree, and we're ready to move forward in this direction.
All right. I've got many messages. People continue to pour out their disappointment. Some say, and why was the minister even kept? He should have been sacked. The GFA has to be dissolved again. We have to go through another normalization process. You know, I was in I chaired one of the committees, the disciplinary committee, to normalize the GFA after the famous number 12. Yeah, so thank you so very much, Henry and Sadiq. Thank you so very much. I hope that, I suppose you guys can extend this on Nathaniel's show this afternoon so that we can benefit fully from the discussion. I'm Samson Ladi Anyanini. This has been News File.